भगवते वासुदेवाय
Translation. My dear sons, the Lord is the controller of the three modes of nature and is responsible for the creation, preservation, and dissolution of the universe. His wonderful creative power, Yoga Maya, cannot be easily understood even by the masters of yoga. That most ancient person, the personality of Godhead, will alone come to our rescue. What purpose can we serve on his behalf by deliberating on the subject?
Дорогие сыновья, Господь повелевает тремя гунами материального мира, отвечает за творение, сохранение и разрушение Вселенной. И вот именно созидательную энергию Йога Майи трудно постичь даже тем, кто в совершенстве владел йогой. Спасти нас может только сам Верховный Господь, самый древний из всех живых существ. Чего мы добьемся, рассуждая о том, что произошло?
When something is arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one should not be disturbed by it, even if it appears to be a reverse according to one's calculation. For example, sometimes we see that a powerful preacher is killed, or sometimes he is put into difficulty, just as Haridas Thakura would.
Например, иногда мы видим, что какого-нибудь великого проповедника убивают или же он попадает в очень тяжелое положение, как это случилось с Харидасом Такуром.
He was a great devotee who came into this material world to execute the will of the Lord by preaching the Lord's glories.
Он был великим преданным, который пришел в материальный мир по воле Господа, чтобы поведать людям о его славе.
But Haridas was punished at the hands of the Qazi by being beaten in 22 marketplaces.
И тем не менее, однажды по приказу Кази, Харидас был убит палками на 22 рыночных площадях.
Similarly, Lord Jesus Christ was crucified and Prahlad Maharaj was put through so many tribulations.
Иисус Христос был распят, Прахлад Махарадж прошел через множество тяжких испытаний.
The Pandavas, who were direct friends of Krishna, lost their kingdom, their wife was insulted and they had to undergo many severe tribulations.
Пандавы, близкие друзья Кришны, лишились своего царства, над их женой ругались. Беды обрушивались на них головы одна за другой.
Seeing all these reverses affect devotees, one should not be disturbed. One should simply understand in these matters there must be some plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Однако все эти несчастья, которые постигают преданных, не должны нас смущать. Просто нужно понять, что за всем происходящим стоит какой-то план Верховной Личности Бога.
The Bhagavatam's conclusion is that a devotee is never disturbed by such reverses.
Бхагаватам утверждает, что подобные неприятности не могут вывести преданного из состояния равновесия.
He accepts even reverse conditions as the grace of the Lord.
Более того, преданный воспринимает их как милость Господа.
One who continues to serve the Lord even in reverse conditions is assured that he will go back to Godhead, back to the right of the planets.
Тот, кто даже попав в беду, продолжает служить Господу, непременно вернется к Богу на планету Вайкунтха.
Lord Brahma assured the demigods that there was no use in talking about how the disturbing situation of darkness was taking place, since the actual fact that it was ordered by the Supreme Lord.
Господь Брахма заверил полубогов в том, что рассуждать о причинах тревожащей их темноты не имеет никакого смысла, поскольку она устроена вселенной по воле Господа.
Brahma knew this because he was a great devotee. It was possible for him to understand the plan of the Lord.
Брахма знал об этом, потому что он был великим преданным Господа, и ему разгадать его замысел.
Ом агьянати мараласья гинанджана сабакая чакшу онминитамина тазмай шигарвей намаха мукам кароти вашилам бангумам дайте ирим акрипатама намаде шигарандина тазмай. So as we know, today is the appearance day of Lord Varaha.
Как мы знаем, сегодня день явления Господа Варахи.
And this verse is spoken by Lord Brahma.
Стих, который мы рассматриваем, произнес Господь Брахма.
And as Prabhupada explains in the purport, Lord Brahma could understand the Lord's plan. The demigods were very disturbed at the situation which they were subjected to at that particular time. There was complete darkness throughout the entire universe.
Вся Вселенная была погружена в сплошную тьму.
And many disturbing elements were manifesting.
И было явлено очень много неблагоприятных знаков.
So Lord Brahma is explaining to the demigods that do not be disturbed. That Supreme Personality of Godhead will alone come to our rescue. Now, at this particular time, the disturbing elements were the birth of Jaya Vijaya. Because when Jaya Vijaya had descended from Vaikuntha, having been cursed to take their births as demons, it's described in a previous verse that the Lord explained that the punishment that was inflicted was ordained by Him. And Prabhupada explains in the purport that the doorkeeper's Jaya Vijaya, the punishment of the doorkeeper's Jaya Vijaya was conceived by the Lord Himself. Without the Lord's sanction, nothing can happen. It is to be understood that there was a plan in the cursing of the Lord's devotees in Vaikuntha. And this plan is explained by many stalwart authorities. The Lord sometimes desires to fight. The fighting spirit also exists in the Lord. Otherwise, how could fighting be manifested at all? Because the Lord is the source of everything, anger and fighting are also inherent in His personality. When He desires to fight with someone, is to find an enemy. But in the Vaikuntha world, there is no enemy because everyone is engaged fully in His service. Therefore, He sometimes comes to the material world as an incarnation in order to manifest this fighting spirit. Now, of course, Lord Varaha is described, he appeared at a time when the planet, earthly planet, had been submerged in the waters of devastation. And he had assumed this form of a boar, because a boar generally enters into dirty places. So the earth planet had fallen into the Garbhadak ocean. And Lord Brahma, he was at that time also deliberating, how can this earth planet be rescued? And while deliberating in this way, the Lord appeared from the nostril of Lord Brahma. And in the sky, he assumed a very gigantic form of a boar. And then in that tremendous form, he then entered into the waters of the Garbhadak ocean. And he began lifting the planet on his tusks out of the ocean, as the picture we see on the altar. Well, while he was lifting the planet Earth out of the tusks of the ocean, it just so happened that there was this vicious demon Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha, who was actually taken birth as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, is from Jaya Vijaya, the curse of Jaya Vijaya. When they had taken their birth, it was, as described here in this verse, very, very inauspicious. And the demigods were very, very fearful about this inauspicious situation. Because it seemed as if the whole universe was going to be influenced by this birth of giant Vidya. And certainly, soon to manifest would be the activities of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, who would be a complete disturbance to the whole universe.
Логично, что вследствие этого можно было ожидать множество неприятностей от деятельности в будущем.
It's described that Hiranyaksha, he used to travel throughout the whole universe, just causing disturbances wherever he would go.
Описывается, что Хираньякша носился по вселенной и причинял везде беспокойство.
He was always engaged in destructive activities and was looking for battle.
Он постоянно занимался разрушением и искал возможности сражения.
So one time he had entered into the depths of the ocean. And he had gone to that place where Varuna resides. He has actually described he had spent very, very many, many years in the ocean. And then when he finally came to where Varuna resided, he approached Varuna and said, he was, give me battle.
И когда он наконец добрался до виси Варуны, он бросил ему вызов, призывая его вступить в битву.
Because wherever he would go, he'd always look for someone to fight with.
Дело в том, что куда бы он ни направился, он всегда искал себе противника.
And because he was so powerful, he was always defeating his opponents.
И поскольку он был очень могущественным, он всегда побеждал своих противников.
So much disturbances were created in the universe by Hiranyaksha. We also know the disturbances that were created by Hiranyakashipu as well. Hiranyakashipu also was complete disturbance to the demigods. He had defeated the posts of the demigods. What to speak of Hiranyakashipu, how he dealt with the Brahmins. And how he tried to stop all sacrifices. Because he was so disturbed that the Supreme Lord Vishnu had killed Hiranyaksha. So there were many disturbances created in the universe. Not only at the time that Jaya and Vijaya took their birth within the universe, but also by the activities of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Yet all this was actually ordained by the Lord. The fall of Jaya and Vijaya was actually an arrangement by the will of the Lord. So someone may say, look, how is it that by the will of the Lord so much disturbances can be created throughout the universe? This is the Lord's pastime. The Lord comes into this world to fight with the demons, and he arranges for fighting with the demons with the devotees like Jaya and Vijaya. It's a plan of the Lord. And sometimes it's very difficult to understand what is the Lord's plan. And it just so happened that the Lord's plan continued. When this Hiranyaksha approached Varuna and said, I'm looking for somebody who has suitable strength to take me and fight me in battle. And Varuna told him that, actually, I'm too old, I've given up fighting. I think you should look for a suitable opponent who could give you battle. So he, and as soon as Hiranyaksha heard that, oh, there is a suitable opponent for me? Where is this opponent? So Varuna told him that actually you should go and find Lord Vishnu. So he left the depths of the oceans. And it's described that actually when Lord Varaha was lifting the earthly planet from the depths of the Garbhodak ocean. Hiranyaksha decided that, oh, here is my opponent. Give me battle. Of course, Lord Varaha, he was carrying the earth planet on his tusks. So he did, because one of the purposes for his descent was to rescue the planet Earth. He certainly didn't want it to fall back in the Garbhodak Ocean. So therefore he placed the Earth planet on the surface of the Garbhodak Ocean and it just floated.
И поэтому он поместил землю на поверхность океана Гарбхадака, и та просто лежалась на плаву.
And then it was time for him to play.
И в это время как раз и пришло время ему поиграть, развлечься.
It's described in the Shrimad Bhagavatam. In the battle between Varaha and Lord Varaha and Hiranyaksha.
В этом сражении между господом Варахой и Хираньякшей.
How Lord Varaha was actually playing with Hiranyaksha, just like a child plays with a snake before it kills it. Instead of killing the snake right away, sometimes the child with a stick, he'll hold the snake up and play with it. In the same way, Lord Varaha was playing with a serpentine, with a snake-like Hiranyaksha. He could have killed Hiranyaksha immediately. And then, as it's described in the 18th chapter of the 3rd canto, that the demon addressed Lord Varaha. O best of the demigods, dressed in the form of a boar. Just hear me. This earth is entrusted to us, the inhabitants of the lower regions. And you cannot take it from my presence and not be hurt in
me.
So he said, today I will enliven my kinsmen by killing you. Today I will enliven my kinsmen by killing you. In other words, he was thinking that he would revenge. I mean, he would enliven his whole family by killing the Supreme Lord. And said, when you fall dead with your skull smashed, by the mace hurled by my arms. The demigods, the sages who offer you oblations, they will cease to exist. So, this is, of course, the abusive words of Hiranyaksha to the Lord Varaha. And therefore, it's described that the demon gave chase to the Lord while he was rising from the water. He was as an alligator would chase an elephant. And then he said, are you not ashamed of running away before challenging the adversary? There's nothing reproachable for shameless creatures. And then the Lord placed the earth within his sight on the surface of the water.
Затем Господь поместил планету Земля на поверхность океана.
And transferred to her his own ability, transferred to her his own energy in the form of the ability to float on the water.
И снабдил ее своей энергией, дав ей способность находиться на поверхности.
Brahman and all the demigods were now watching. In other words, a great battle was about to take place. And all the demigods, they got their seats. They wanted this. Lord Brahma knew this was going to come to take place. He told the demigods, "Don't worry, the Lord's going to come and rescue." So the signal had already gone out to the demigods. So the demigods, you know, just like when any big event happens, everybody wants to get front row seats. So all the demigods, they actually appeared to get front row seats for the battle. And the Lord, He wanted to enliven His devotees in this battle. So therefore, the Lord displayed this pastime to for enlivenment of His devotees. Certainly, the pastimes of the Lord are always for the inspiration of His devotees. And also, because as we already read, because the Lord sometimes He wants to display this fighting spirit. So therefore, the Lord did not immediately kill him. Although certainly the Lord could have immediately killed him. It didn't take much for Lord Varaha to kill Hiranyaksha. Actually, all he did was strike him with his hoof behind the ear. His limbs of his body, his head broke, his limbs of his body broke. The limbs of his body broke, his head broke. Blood came forth from his body, and he was killed. And then also it's described by the Acharyas that the Lord also took his tusk and pierced Lord Varaha with his tusk, with his own tusk. Just to finish him off. But it didn't take much for him to kill Hiranyaksha. Yet, while engaged in this fighting, there were many abusive words by Hiranyaksha. And it's described that Hiranyaksha with his mace began striking blows to the body of the Lord. And it appeared that both opponents were equally matched. Because when Hiranyaksha had struck the body of Lord Varaha, bruises and blood appeared from his body. And just as when he struck the body of Hiranyaksha, also he was similarly inflicted with wounds. So this is also described here in this battle. That the demon, when he was challenged by the Lord, became so angry and agitated that he trembled in anger like a cobra. And hissing indignantly, he sprang upon the Lord and dealt him a blow with his powerful club. The Lord at this time, he moved aside just slightly. And the violent blow missed him. It's described that he dodged the violent mace blow aimed at his breast by the enemy, just as an accomplished yogi would elude death. And then the Lord exhibited his anger and rushed to meet the demon who bit his lip in rage. And took up his mace again and began repeatedly brandishing it about. Brandishing, showing it.
Поднял свою палец и стал угрожающе махать ей.
And then the Lord struck the demon on his brow. But the demon protected himself. And this way they struck each other with their huge maces. Each enraged and seeking his own victory. Both had sustained injuries on their bodies from the blows of each other's pointed maces. And each grew more and more enraged at the smell of blood on his person. In their eagerness to win, they performed maneuvers of various kinds. So then, it's described that Brahma, after arriving at that place, he told the Lord, "Stop playing with him. Please just kill him. He's caused enough disturbance." So Brahma, specifically, he was very, very anxious to see Hiranyaksha finished. Actually, this is described somewhere. Where is it? I can't find it. Anyways, then it goes on to describe the actual battle.
Затем разворачивается описание истинного сражения.
And then the Lord aimed the mace at the chin of his enemy, Hiranyaksha. And when the demon struck him also with his mace, the Lord's mace slipped from his hands. And it's described how it appeared very miraculous. And even though the demon had an excellent opportunity to strike his unarmed foe without obstruction, he respected the law of single combat. Thereby kindling the fury of the Supreme Lord. When the Lord's mace fell to the ground, all the witnessing demigods and rishis cried out in alarm. And the personality of God had acknowledged the demon's love of righteousness. And therefore he invoked his Sudarshan Chakra. As the chakra began to revolve in the Lord's hands, and the Lord contended at close quarters, fought closely. with the chief of his Vaikuntha attendants. who had been born as Hiranyaksha. There issued from every direction strange expressions. Those were in the airplanes. In the airplanes nearby, those were the front row seats for the flower airplanes. They're issued from every direction strange expressions uttered by those who are witnessing from the airplanes. And they cried. May you be victorious. Finish him. Play no more with him. Play no more with him. So all the demigods, they were very, very anxious at this particular point. Because actually they couldn't fully understand, they couldn't comprehend who Hiranyaksha was actually fighting with. So when the demon saw the personality of Godhead, who had eyes just like lotus petals, standing in position before him, armed with his Sudarshan chakra, he began to hiss like a serpent and bit his lip in great resentment. Then he jumped into the air and he aimed his mace right at the Lord and screamed out, "You are dead." While his enemy looked on, the Lord in his boar form, he playfully knocked the mace with his left foot.
Увидел это, он играющий выбил, отбил, точнее, эту палец своей левой ногой.
Even as it came upon him with the force of a tempest.
Tempest,
a powerful storm.
То есть, несмотря на то, что она летела в него со страшной силой урагана.
So then the demon, thus frustrated, felt humiliated.
Разочарованный демон почувствовал себя униженным.
And the Lord took the mace and said, "Here, take it back." But he was reluctant to take it. So he then took a trident and hurled the trident against the Lord. The Lord, he tore the trident to pieces with the Sudarshan
chakra.
The demon was enraged when his trident was cut to pieces. And therefore he advanced towards the Lord, roaring aloud. And then he struck his hard fist against the Lord's chest. When the Lord was hit by the demon in this way, he felt the blow like an elephant would feel the blow of a flower garment. The demon, however, started employing tricks. And then, when all the people saw this, they began filled with alarm again. And they thought that the dissolution of the universe was very near. Fierce winds began to blow from all directions. There were hailstorms. Stones came from all directions as if they were being thrown by machine guns. And all the luminaries in the sky disappeared. Being overcast with masses of clouds. From the sky rained pus. Hair, blood, stool, urine, and bones.
испражнения кости, моча.
Mountains discharge weapons of various kinds. And naked demonesses armed with tridents appeared with their hair hanging loose. You see how animated the Lord's pastimes are. Now I know why everyone wanted in front of those seats. Then cruel and savage slogans were uttered by the yakshas and rakshasas.
В этот момент якши и ракшасы начали выкрикивать очень дикие и жуткие слова.
And the Lord discharged his Sudarshan, which was capable of dispersing the magical forces displayed by the demons.
Но тогда Господь выпустил свою Сударшану чакру, которая была в состоянии легко рассеять магические чары, которые наслал демон.
And at that very moment,
и в этот самый момент
Diti, who also happened to be watching.
Diti, который также наблюдал за битвой.
Because we know that Diti, she is the mother of Hiranyaksha.
Потому что Diti является матерью Hiranyaksha.
And a mother always has motherly affection for the son.
И мать всегда испытывает материнскую любовь к сыну.
And so, suddenly at that moment, fear ran through the heart of Diti.
И в этот момент страх проник в сердце Diti.
And she recalled the words of her husband, Kashyapa.
И она вспомнила слова своего мужа Кашьяпа.
Because Kashyapa had warned Diti.
Потому что Кашьяпа предупредил Диты.
Please do not try to persuade me to engage in a sexual act this time.
Пожалуйста, не надо соблазнять меня и заставлять меня заниматься сексом в неблагоприятное время.
And warned what kind of inauspicious birth could take place as a result.
И он предупредил ее, как какое плохое рождение могут получить ее дети в результате такого нарушения.
And when she recalled these words of her husband, blood flowed from her breasts.
И когда она вспомнила слова своего мужа, кровь привела к ее грудям.
So when the demon saw that his magic forces were dispelled. When the demon saw that his magic forces were dispelled, he came again into the presence of the Lord. He tried to embrace him with his arms and squeeze him to death. But the Lord immediately stepped outside the circle. And then he began striking the Lord again with his fists. But then Lord slapped him in the root of his ear. And then, even though he was struck very indifferently by the Lord, it's like a casual the demon's body began to wheel.
Тело демона начало рассыпаться.
His eyeballs bulged out of their sockets.
Его зрачки, его глазные яблоки выскочили из орбит.
His arms and legs were broken.
Его руки и его ноги были сломаны.
He fell down dead like a gigantic tree uprooted by the wind.
И он пал замертво, как гигантское дерево, вырванное с корнем ветром.
Brahma and the others arrived on the spot.
Brahma and the people сразу прибыли туда.
To see the fearfully tusked demon lying on the ground, biting his lip.
И увидеть, чтобы увидеть, как этот страшный демон лежал мертвый на земле, еще кусая свои губы.
The glow of his face was unfaded.
И сияние его лица померкло.
And Brahma said,
и Брахма сказал,
oh, who could meet such a blessed death?
Oh, Кто может мечтать о такой блаженной смерти?
So, then Lord Brahma continued. He was struck by a forefoot of the Lord. Whom yogis seeking freedom from their unreal material bodies meditate upon in seclusion and mystic trance. Then the Lord Brahma offered prayers. And then after killing this Hiranyaksha, the Lord returned to his own abode. And then Maitreya completes the chapter by describing Maitreya. How is explained the personality of Godhead's coming down as the firstborn incarnation. And killing in a great fight a demon of unprecedented prowess as if he were just a plaything. And then he says that somewhere it says, anyone who hears this pastime. This most sacred story gives extraordinary merit, wealth, fame, and longevity.
Долгую продолжительную жизнь, богатство. Если кто услышит эту историю в последние мгновения своей жизни, он сразу же перенесется в обитель Господа.
So this is the description of the battle that took place between Lord Varaha and Hiranyaksha.
Таково описание битвы, которая произошла между Господом Вараха и Хираньякшой.
And as we began by describing how the Lord engaged this battle because he wanted to experience this fighting spirit.
И на нашей лекции описывая, каким образом Господь хочет участвовать в этой битве для того, чтобы удовлетворить свой дух борьбы.
Therefore, this fall, giant Vijay, and having accepting the birth of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu was all sanctioned by the will of the Lord.
Вот почему падение, так называемое падение Джая Виджая, в действительности было спланировано Верховной Личностью Бога.
And therefore Lord Brahma was telling the demigods as described in this verse.
И именно поэтому Господь Брама объяснил полубогам в этом стихе.
He said, what purpose can we serve on his behalf by deliberating on this subject?
Он объяснил, какую цель и чего мы можем достичь, размышляя об этом.
That the Supreme Lord will alone come to our rescue.
Мы можем понять из этого, что Верховный Господь сам лично явится, чтобы спасти нас.
So, Lord Brahma was therefore explaining that when something is sanctioned by the Lord,
значит, Господь Брама объяснил, что если что-то санкционировано самим Господом,
he said there's no use discussing about all these disturbing situations.
Нет смысла тогда обсуждать все беспокойства, которые вдруг появляются.
Since the actual fact is that all this was ordered by the Lord.
Потому что конечная истина в том, что все это спланировано Господом.
Lord Brahma is described also in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Господь Брама также объясняет четвертой песне Шримад
Бхагаватам. He says, Yadhyayato Daivahatam Nukartam Mano Tirushtam Vishate Tamondham. He describes that that we should always remember that if something happens by providential arrangement, we should not be very sorry. The more one tries to rectify such reversals,
плохое положение,
the more one falls into the darkest depths of materialistic thought,
тем больше он погружается в темнейшую глубину материалистических мыслей.
This is also what Brahma's instruction.
Это тоже наставление Господа. Если что-то случается с нами, плохое поведение,
we should not feel very sorry.
Мы не должны очень печалиться.
Just as he was telling the demigods here, you should not feel sorry.
Также он говорил о полубогам.
You should not feel disturbed.
Вы не должны огорчаться и беспокоиться.
All this has been arranged by providence.
Все это было устроено провидением.
And if the Lord has arranged it by His will,
если Господь устроил это по своей воле,
then certainly the ultimate result will be always be auspicious.
То несомненно, конечный результат всего этого будет благоприятный.
And therefore he warns that the more one tries to rectify such reversals, the more he'll fall into the darkest depths of materialistic thought. And certainly when reversals happen in one's life, or reversals happen in the lives of many of the devotees, and the devotees are always anxious to reverse the situation. But one must be very careful that he doesn't fall into the darkest depths of materialistic thought. Simply and becoming absorbed in trying to reverse that which has already been planned by the Lord. Just as the Lord had planned the fall of Jayant Vijay, to take their births to engage in this fighting. Ultimately, the Lord destroyed Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. They had caused so much disturbances throughout the universe.
Они творили столько беспокойств всей вселенной.
But it was all within the plan of the Lord.
Но все это было частью плана Господа.
Therefore, a devotee, his only concern,
поэтому единственное желание преданного,
should be what is the plan of the Lord.
Его единственный интерес должен быть в том, он должен пытаться понять план Господа.
What does the Lord want me to do in the execution of that plan?
Стараться понять, что хочет от меня Господь, какую роль он назначил мне в своем
плане. We should become careful that we don't become so absorbed in trying to rectify a reversal which is ultimately ordained by the Lord.
Мы должны быть очень осторожны и не пытаться изменить, сказать, какое-то внешне кажущееся неблагоприятное событие, если оно, происходит по воле самого Господа.
A devotee who has firm faith in the Lord, he'll simply go on with his service to the Lord, undisturbed by whatever reversals may apparently come. Determined to preach Krishna consciousness. Because the devotee knows what is ultimately the Lord's plan.
Потому что преданный знает, что в конечном счете это план Господа.
The devotee knows that the Lord has a plan for spreading Krishna consciousness all over the universe.
Преданный знает, что у Господа есть план распространить сознание Кришны во всей вселенной.
And in spreading Krishna consciousness, there will always be so many disturbances.
При распространении сознания Кришны всегда будет множество беспокойств.
Just as Prabhupada gave his examples in this purport.
Вот Прабхупада привел пример в комментариях.
That sometimes we see that a powerful preacher is killed. Sometimes he's put into difficulty. This is Haridas Thakur. Similarly, Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. Prahlad Maharaj was put through so many tribulations. The Pandavas, who were direct friends of Krishna, lost their kingdom. Their wife was insulted. They had to undergo many severe tribulations. Seeing all these reverses affect devotees, one should not be disturbed. One should simply understand. That in these matters there must be some plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Bhagavatam's conclusion
is
that a devotee is never disturbed by such reverses. He accepts even reverse conditions as the grace of the Lord. One who continues to serve the Lord, even in reverse conditions, is assured that he will go back to Godhead, back to the Vaikuntha planets.
Несомненно, вернется домой к Богу, на планеты Вайкунтху.
Alright. Hare Krishna.
In the meantime, there were other persons who also saw what was happening, and they wouldn't try, and they were accused by the authorities because they had not tried. Except like Krishna and Drona and other authorities who would see that all the things are happening, but they could probably understand that the Lord's plan. However, the Guru was glorified because of
Смысл задать вопрос, что несомненно Видура понимал план Господа, когда он видел, что происходило с Вриндаваном. Но тем не менее, когда, например, оставляли жену Драупади и других ситуаций, он постоянно пытался, так сказать, убедить Дхритарашту, что это так поступать нельзя, он пытался остановить все это, хотя он знал, что в конечном счете это план Господа. И с другой стороны, были такие люди, как Бишма Дайяви, Дроначарья и многие другие, которые тоже видели, что происходит, но не вмешивались в это, и зато были осуждены высшими авторитетами.
You were asking, why did Bhishma not protest?
As proper attitude of devotee, seeing these reverses, but in the meantime, the Guru was glorified and Bhishma wasn't glorified for this act. So, as if the Guru was acting against these Brahma's instructions.
But the Guru was concerned for the welfare of the Dhritarashtra, his brother. Is that what he speaks to the Dhritarashtra?
Vidura, он на самом деле заботился о благе своего брата Dhritarashtra.
He wanted his brother to have to avoid. And you're saying, well, it's the plan of the Lord, why how do you want to avoid it? Mm-hmm. Why did Vidura preach to Dhritarashtra?
Well,
you have something to add to this?
You
have another question. Another stump the Swami question? Somehow there must be in there some plan of the Lord.
Preaching
Part of the plan. Well, Vidura, it's described, Vidura's plan was to come and preach, actually. Because Vidura was previously, what was his name? Mandaki Muni? Manduki Muni? Mundaki Muni. What was it? Something like that. And he took birth as Vidura to preach.
То есть Видура действительно тоже был полный Господа, потому что Видура он в прошлом был мудаком уни, и он родился ребенком для того, чтобы проповедовать.
А он был проклят
вот этим уни. Как?
Мандалья.
Мандалья?
Мандалья. Мандалья. Он был проклят мандалья уни, и потому он пришел
That's Krishpa, excuse me. Krishpa. What did I say? He was previously hurt.
And also Bhishma and Drona they were his authorities because of not interfering in the situation.
They could have. Yeah, but then again that was also Bhishma, that was his to stay on the opposing side and to fight with the Lord. That was also arranged by the Lord.
То есть Бишма, так сказать, не вмешивался в эти ситуации, потому что он, в конечном счете, ему было суждено занять противоположную сторону на битве Курукшетры, чтобы он мог сразиться с Господом, поскольку такого был план Господа.
Вопрос был,
один красный цвет, другой белый. Про красного мы знаем, а что делал белый? Хорош отвечает, что в комментариях каких-то за с вами добавляется описание того, что он делал.
Yes.
Could you try to explain how the Lord Chaitanya from his home of our place?
Еще раз, please.
Как Господь Чайтанья появился?
Well, when you jump on the battle, where are you?
Как Господь Чайтанья появился в Гурдваре?
I don't know all the details of pastime. All I remember is that he jumped on the back of Bharati Gupta and then up and around.
I don't know. Он даже ходил по улицам в настроении варанги. Он также поднял на своих клыках большой кувшин, проявляя игру поднятия земли.
Planning to end class at 8:30, and I've already gone home and I'm going to get ready to leave today. I'm sorry.
I'm going to finish at 8:30.
Is it a Prabhupada?
Yeah.